It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Six o'clock game starting down here at Colby Event Center. I'm your commentator today, Crittenden Prophet Kirk Tillman, back in studio, and welcome to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Let's get powered up with this one. Up next here on the tip-off, 6 o'clock, Axel Eagles taking on Central Christian, the Cougars. The Eagles here coming to down. Actually, it was just a pair of Eagles that were just on the court. It was the Colby Eagles. They took down Hanover just by 5 points, winning at the very end, 62-57, a heartbreaking loss for Hanover as their season ends. But here, it's the Axel Eagles in the TVL, the TVL champions, the first time winning a league title since 1996. And at that time, it was the Nemaha Valley League. They've only recorded one state title in their time here as a program. That was back in the 2012-2013 season. Jason Tynan, this is his sixth trip taking this team to the state tournament. He wants to get his first title this year with the program as the head coach. He's had a great tenure in his time with the Eagles, over 100 wins in that time. He has done absolutely incredible work with this team. This team right now, 21-1 on the season. Again, the Axel Eagles, Class 1A Division 2, they are the third-ranked team here in the state. They are number 2 seeded here, taking on the 17th Central Christian. It was Logan Palto. They were eliminated in their sub-state, so the Eagles getting that second spot here, coming down to the Colby Event Center for Class 1A Division 2 state. Again, this is the quarterfinal starting round for the boys. This has been an incredible season for the Eagles. We know what the Eagles like to do. They like to make history. They like to put it in the books, and they want to do it this year. Already 4 consecutive state football titles, 2 consecutive track ones, looking for the third. Here they want to add a trifecta to the equation. They want to put a basketball title in between. It would be absolutely incredible for the Eagles, but guess what? It starts here today. Again, the Eagles 21-1 on this season. They won the league title. They are on a 19-game winning streak coming into the state play. Eagles head coach by Jason Stein, and they will take on Central Christian, a team that is 13-10 right now on this season. On the road, they were 8-0 this year. They did very well when facing on the road opponents. Their head coach is Adam Clark. They had a great sub-state run. They were 10-10 heading into sub-state. They took a win against Otis Bison. They won against Weston, which was the number 1 team in their sub-state, 63-47, and beat Wallace County 46-31. The common opponent draw between these two teams is the Lynn Bulldogs. The Central Christian Cougars beat them 39-32, so just a 7-point marginal win there for the Cougars. But the Axel Eagles, they've taken on Lynn twice this year. The first time there, beating them 64-42. Just a dominant game and win over there for the Axel Eagles. And the second time they played at 53-33. So again, that's a little bit of a comparison, but those games were kind of at the beginning of the season. Both these teams, they kind of shaped a little differently. And more specifically for the Eagles, they have gotten back a very talented player, Colin Shaughnessy. He was hurt before the football playoffs. He came back in after the Christmas break, and he's been nothing but stellar. He has put this team in the aligned star range that they have been looking for. Once coming back, he's got over 267 points on the year, nearly averaging 15 points a game. He is the around-the-ring shooter. He's not a starter. He does not start any games. I've talked to James Shaughnessy about this, his cousin. He says he is an electric player. He comes off the bench. He knows his role, and his role will be the X factor here for the Eagles as they take on the Central Christian Cougars. So, again, we're going to take a quick 4-minute break, and we'll be back to continue our pregame here, again, presented by the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. The Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mo. Again, you're locked in MC Sports Network, 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We're taking you straight to tip-off. We got about roughly 3 to 4 minutes here until the tip-off point. We're keeping all the action here on court side. Again, I'm Critter Prophet, Kirk Gilman, back in studio. Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals matchup down here at the Colby Event Center for state basketball action. It's the Axel Eagles, third ranked in the state, going into the postseason rankings. Central Christian Cougars right now 13-10 on the season. They are the seventh seed here at state. The Eagles, despite being third in state going into the postseason, again, they are the number two team here in the state. This Axel Eagles team has been nothing but incredible this season. They have been sharp. They have sharpened the stone. They have been amazing. Again, 19-game winning streak coming into the day. They are 21-1 this year. Last year, they had 22 wins. That was the most in high school history. And also, to top off that, they are a little cherry on top of the cake. It was the third-place match to end the season. They beat Dighton 80-72 to get the third place finish. Again, their best finish being the state title victory in Class 1 Division 2 back in 2012 to this 2013 season. That was the only title in this program history. Again, the Eagles, they want to go back for it. They want to chase it. This year, they've been 9-0 at home. One of the first times ever getting that accomplished. 7-0 on the road and 5-1 in neutral sided locations. Their only loss, by the way, was to a team up in Nebraska. That was Auburn. They lost 64-30. But keep in mind for that game, they did not have Colin Shaughnessy or Dalton Heinen in that match against Auburn. They went 1-1 in the Lodell Central Catholic Holiday Tournament. Again, that was very early on in the season. About they also beat 51-49. But again, the Eagles, they've had a very sharp year last 2 years here, having successful years winning the league title as well, beating Hanover in both of those, or in the CDL championship. I should be more specific about that there again against the Hanover Wildcats. They were able to take them down this year 70-61. Just an incredible win there. In there, they beat Lynn 53-33. They beat Centralia 46-31. And then again, they finished off with beating Hanover 70-61. This Axel team in games trailing at the half, they are 5-1. Again, that only loss coming against Auburn. They have been nothing but found success this season here for this season for the Axel Eagles. Again, this is the 10th season here head coaching for Jason Seiden. He has 17 total seasons as a head coach. It has been nothing but impeccable for this team here. We got starting lineup upcoming. A little bit off Central Christian. They average 45 points a game. Eagles, they're averaging 64 points a game. Central Christian, they got a lot of great scorers on their team. On their run through Substate, they knocked down their number one team in the Substate. They knocked down Weston 63-45. They get a big upset for them to get them to this point. They got a lot of scorers, but the Eagles, they have four players on their team, four stud natural athletes that are averaging over nearly 12 points a game. That is not a gimme, folks. It is hard to have two players average double digits a game. It is even more incredible when you can get four players to have double digits. Again, it is truly a phenomenal season here for this team with their pure athleticism. And I had a chance to talk with James Shaughnessy this morning. I sent him a text saying, hey, what's some pregame notes? What's some things you can share with me? What's some ideas here? He told me this. He goes, we're going to play on the ball pressure. There's going to be a lot of man-to-man. It's forcing the turnovers, forcing the steals. That has been the thing that this Eagles team is built off of. They like to force you into pressure. They like to get the ball back. They like to work in the fast break, the quick transition. We're going to see the Axel Eagles try to get it done here today and get out an early start here against Central Christian with that. This Eagles team also nearly shooting 50% from around the field. That's going to be also a major key that we'll kind of talk about here soon. But again, for this Eagles team, talking about more specifically their players and their athletes, as that was the note that James Shaughnessy was hitting on, is the pure athleticism, the IQ, and the depth of this team. You're talking about a team that can really kind of go an entire roster of 8 to 9 guys deep in one night. I mean, you got not just seniors, juniors, but also sophomores. Wyatt Detweiler and Logan Sandman, they are both sophomores. They both start here on this Eagles team, and they are some of the best players, more so Logan Sandman, who's a 6'5 forward, who, again, had a big contributing role last year, but we talked about it last year. This year, it's just a rolling stone going up the hill here. And this sophomore has been nothing but better and improved. And he's been able to finally not only just use that length, but use that athleticism he has. He averages 12.7 points per game, 8.6 rebounds a game. Again, those were some of those quick notes that he mentioned. James Shaughnessy, the other thing being said, run, run, run down the court. Not sure if that's because Axel has two straight track titles, he said that, or it's because they're going to try to outrun their opponent. We'll see here how that works out for them here today. Again, the Eagles taking on Central Christian Cougars here in Class 1 Division 2 quarterfinals matchup. Here, the first quarter starters in lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Sabetha. Every championship team gets the top of lineup starting lineup. Their vehicle needs championship caliber parts. Which will you find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha? Here for the Eagles, number 35, Eli Brockson, the 6-foot senior. Great shooter from around the arc, 34% from three. He has got 65 threes on the season. Number 25, Brandon Schmelzer, the KU commit in football, a 6-foot-3 senior. Number 12, Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'9" sophomore. who's 48% from the field. Number two, Landon Smith, a 5'10 junior, is averaging 5.2 points a game, 2.7 rebounds a game. Number 34, the Logan Sandman. Tell you what, he's going to be the X factor here for the Eagles today inside the paint. He's going to be mixing the can. 61% from the field, 12.7 points per game, and nearly 9 rebounds a game. Logan Sabin, 6'5 sophomore. Here for the Central Christian Cougars, number 1, Brody Frazee, the 6-foot senior, averaging 10 points a game. Number 11, Pearson Huff, the 6-foot junior, averaging 11 points per game. He leads the team in points this year. Number 32, Jaden Lynchy, the 6'2 senior, averaging both 7 points per game and 7 rebounds a game. Number 33, Rylan Kuhlman, the 5'11 sophomore, is averaging 5 points a game. And number 34, Keaton Miller, the 5'9 senior, averaging 5 points per game. So with all that being said, folks, this is your Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. 4 quarters, 32 minutes of battle action coming right at you. We're here to stick with you for the tip-off. The Axel Eagles, white tops, white bottoms, with the red lining, blue trim, blue numbers. Here on the right side of the dial, it's the Central Christian Cougars. Black tops, black bottoms, green lines, green trim. Except for the numbers, they're trimmed out in white with the green lettering. Here we go, folks. A 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Krina Brovick, Kirk Kilman back in studio. This is the move on to the semifinals. Here at Colby Event Center in Class 1A Division 2, Eagles and the Cougars on the tip-off. Sam on to the left of your dial and to the right, Lynchy for the Cougars. And here it'll be the Cougars to start off with it. And we have an early jump ball to start the tip-off. Not something you usually see, so I think they're actually going to redo the tip-off. But that being said, they're going to reset the timer here at the scores table. All smiles down there, something that most people don't see before. Lynchy, he pre-jumps this one, so now we're delayed again. Now we're on the way, and the Cougars get it. Lynchy bats it back to Cuban. Now it's the Cougars who start off with this one with the ball here against the Axe Eagles against Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals matchup. This is the first time the Central Christian Cougars have been to the state tournament. Three-point shot, missed, rebound by Brockman. Brockman takes it here for the Eagles. Down the court, he grabs the assist. He throws it down to Detweiler. The Eagles rip the steal early. The bank is open for him. Let's see if the checks stay flowing. 2-0 start here for the Axel Eagles. 7:26 left to go here in this first quarter. We just got on the way. And already an early timeout taken by Central Christian. A 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. 7:25 left to go in this first quarter. Timeout by Central Christian. 2-0. Axel leads here on the Mississippi Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Early timeout already burned here by Central Christian. They used one down by 230 seconds just into this first quarter here. Rebound off the board taken by Pearson Huff. Right now, second chance opportunity, three-point shot, missed, skipped off the rim. And then Brandon Schmesley picks up his first defensive board of the game. The Eagles get it right back here. Left side wing with it. 2-0 lead, a minute down in this first quarter. Here out to Detweiler, right side wing. Now at the top to Sandman. Sandman tries to go down low, but unfortunately he overshoots the throw on Schmesley, and that's going to be the first turnover of the game here against the Eagles. Again, they lead 2-0. Right at Brody Frazee, the 6-foot senior, throws it in, trying to get past the timeline here. Right now stuck on their own offensive basket. Stuck with it. Nearly turned over by Landon Smith. He nearly chipped away down the court. Dribbling it right-handed, taking it past the sideline. Brody Frazee. Frazee driving inside the paint, trying to go over past the defenders. He is blocked and denied, but the ball trips up out to the right side corner edge. It gets taken away. Back up to the top for a three-point shot by the Cougars. They miss it, and the rebound is grabbed by Sandman. The Eagles here with it. 2-0 lead, 6:21 to go in this first quarter. Keeping with it here. Third trip down the court. Reverse layup by Detweiler. That's another 2-1 punch combo. Eli Brockman getting the assist. in Detwa. They're already here with the early 4 points for the Eagles, 4-0. Down the court, quick transition, looking for the fast break points. That one's going to result in a turnover for Central Christian. Miscommunication by Jaden Linsheed and Pearson Huff. They give each other a high five, saying, all right, we'll cool it down. Substitution on the court here. Cal Burnett, the 5'11 sophomore, coming in here for number 33, Rylan Kuhman, the 5'11 sophomore. So sophomore action, sophomore. Here Eagles take back over, up by four. 2 minutes drained away here in this first quarter. Getting up to Schmesley at the top of the right elbow. He loses it beneath his legs. That's going to be the second turnover here. Taken underneath him by Ixie. Ixie out to left side corner. Shot for a three-point shot by Pearson Huff. Pearson it up top. That rips the seal off the rim here for the Central Christian Cougars. Down by 1-4-3, 5:33 to go in this opening quarter. Here, right side of the wing, Brandon Schmelzy hasn't taken a three-point shot yet. Eli Bruxman, excuse me, hasn't taken a three-point shot yet. Neither has Schmelzy. He gets at the top. Now he looks left to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy coming in the game early here. Now we got the three-pointer by Eli Bruxman. He puts up the three to call it and calling it good. And now the Eagles are up 7-3. Down the timeline here, right to left of your dial, working with it, Cal Barnett, the sophomore who just came into the game, a lazy turnover there. Shaughnessy takes it over. Shaughnessy down the court, looks to his right, to the wing, now back up top to Shaughnessy. Inside look, he wants to go for the assist to Sandman. Ball knocked away by Cal Barnett of Central Christian Cougars. Still 7-3 here, we're in the first period, 4:56 left to go. Eagles with it, underneath the offensive basket. They're looking to score some points. Eli Brockman gets to the left side wing. Now up to the top of the left side wing. Schmesley. He gets a pick and roll by Sandman. He takes it right side. Finesse off the right hand hook. Schmesley off the low elbow. Goes in for two. Eagles 9-3 lead up by six here early. Down pass half court. Cal Barnett fouled, leaping and diving to the basket. And he'll go up to the free throw line and shoot two. So things getting a little slow down here. As Cal Barnett heads up to the free throw line. First foul here of the quarter by either side. It was picked up by the Eagles. Here, first free throw shot up and out off the right side rim. Again, Cal Barnett shooting here. Central Christian Cougars down by six, 9-3, 4:36 left to go here in this first quarter. Eli Brockman, he's already sparked a three here for the Eagles. He is 1-for-1. Next shot up, and it is good. 1-for-1, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Cal Barnett, he goes. This is his first, and hits his second. 9-4 game. Eagles take right back over. With it, Schmesley, Brockman inside. Shaughnessy, who just came in again. He's a junior dominant this season. 267 points here. Picked out on the right side wing, and Schmitz drives in for a right-hand layup for two. The Eagles already having produced here 6 points inside of the paint. 8 points already in the paint. Here now, back with it, the Cougars, right side wing, 3-point shot, Frozy, yeah, he gets it! 3-pointer knocked away on the right side wing. Here, 2 threes have been on the board for the Cougars, one by Frozy, one by Hump. They're two best scorers here for the Central Christian scorers. They have already sparked threes. Left side wing, now at the top. Shaughnessy, he looked for his first, and he claims it for the Eagles. 14-7, doubling up here against Central Christian. Both teams have already splashed two threes with two separate players already in this battle. Now back up to the top here, working with it. Tucker Clark into this contest here for Central Christian Cougars. He's a 6'1 senior, averaging 5 points per game. He just came off of a broken nose injury. He's underneath the paint right now, but at the top with the ball, Luke Ixey. Ixey with it. Calls it off to the left, now passes off to his right. At the timeline right now, Brody Frazee for the Cougars. Right side wing, he works with it with a slow dribble right hand underneath his leg. Now looks left, pass up to the top. Now on the left side corner, at the elbow, jumper in for Cal Barnett. Third point now for him in this quarter. 14-9, 5-point lead here still for the Eagles. 2:52 left to go in the opening quarter. The Eagles have the lone foul. Pick and roll at top. Sandman, Schmesley driving inside. He draws the foul. And for the first Eagle to fly up to the free throw line, it's Brandon Schmesley. Schmesley, who this season, 31 of 54 from the free throw line. He shoots 57%. on the year. He's at 257 points, averaging 11.6 points per game. He has over 1,000 career points alongside Eli Brockstrom here for this team. Again, those two seniors, they have never lost a football game together their entire life. It is absolutely incredible what they've done with the football program here down at Axel, but also what they've been able to turn around here for this basketball program. And also, of course, the track. Again, looking for the trifecta this year, going for a football title, basketball title now, and hopefully for a track title as we get on the spring way. And Schmedgley, from the free throw line, hits 2 of 2. Thanks, both. Now down the court, quick transition, fast break underneath. Great pass for the assist from Cal Barnett, finding underneath the basket Luke Eichsy. And now it's 16-11, Eagles still lead. Brockstrom at the top of the perimeter goes inside for a dump-off pass to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy finishes to the rim, but there is a foul that happened before the bucket and the shot. That will be the first against Central Christian Cougars. Actually, you're getting reported here, their second. 16-2-11. The Eagles lead by 5 out to the left side wing. 3-point shot up and in. Eli Brockstrom, 2 for 2 from around the perimeter. 1 on the left side corner, 1 at the top of the perimeter. Again, I said it far, far ago here in this season that he can shoot everywhere. Schmedgley gets it down the court, and he tries to dunk it, but it dinks right out. It was Detweiler who had the steal looking for the assist, and Shaughnessy hits the 3. Shaughnessy, he's 2 for 2 from the 3. Brockstrom, 2 for 2 from the 3. Already incredible start here for the Eagles. They're up 22-11. Double up here, their largest lead underneath the basket. Foul called against the Eagles as a great finish underneath the rim was done by Jaden Lynchied. That is his first point of this contest as he averages 7 per game this season. Here now, up at the free throw line, Lynchied. 7 points per game, 7.5 rebounds game. His first free throw shot in this game so far for the and one, and he gets it. 22-14, but again, the Eagles, they have hit nothing but threes. They came in today hitting 30% from the three-point line. They have made 4 so far in this game. That puts them at three-pointer 134. Looking for 135 here is Shaughnessy at the top of the perimeter. Now looks inside. Sandman nearly losing the ball before controlling it in the paint. Brockstrom, can he go 3 of 3? He misses, but Sandman goes for the putback. Sandman first 2 points here of this contest. He had a great game against John Simpson. That was the sub-state championship where Axel won 76-58. He had over 17 points in that game. 3-point shot by Frazee gets missed. Rebound by Brockstrom. Now down the court side. Left to right of your dial, Eagles Wurzquick up by 10, 24-14, with just 60 seconds left to go here. And this first quarter, the Eagles are running the straightaway, prepared for takeoff here. Now another turnover here against the Eagles. Huff grabs it, huffing and puffing down the court here. Now left side corner, back up to Frazee on the wing. Top side now to Cal Barnett. Barnett to his right, top of the perimeter, to Lynchied, and then stolen away by Brockstrom. His first steal of this contest. Underneath, nice finesse move by Shaughnessy, but he misses it off the left side rim. Sandman made the rebound, tried to go for the putback, didn't get it, but he is fouled. They'll go up to shoot 1. First personal here against Jaden Lynchied. And again, Logan Sandman, just a 6'5" sophomore. A lot of people, they kind of talk about this Eagles team. It's like, well, you know, they're going to lose a lot of seniors next year. And I'd argue that this team is going to be, it's kind of hard to say, to dictate if they're going to be as talented this year. The talent's still going to be there. I think it's just needing to be developed at that lower level because you're going to have to bring in a lot of freshmen and a lot of other sophomores to bring up to that level. But having a guy like Wyatt Detweiler, who's been so great this year, and Logan Sandman, who, again, is one of the team leads here with 268 points this season, it's been incredible. Here he goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line, though, and the rebound is picked up by here the Cougars, Cal Barnett, his first here of the game. 18.6 seconds left to go. Again, we are in the Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals down here at the Colby Event Center. Looking for the road to glory here, presented by Giant Mobile. Again, the Eagles already powered up here from the three-point line. They're getting the network all around the perimeter. 24-14. They've already hit four threes in this game. Looks like ball will head out of bounds here at the far side near the Eagles bench. It'll stay with Central Christian Cougars with 17 seconds left to go in the quarter. 24-14, the Eagles lead. Throwing it in, Ryland Kuhman. Kuhman from the far right side corner gets it in. Now here up to Clark. Clark to his left. Here to Huff. Huff up and puffing down the left side wing. Driving inside the lane, and he is fouled. Ball will go underneath the basket on the baseline here. Same one to throw it in, Ryland Kuhman. Actually, they're going to switch him up. They're going to say, all right, go out to the right side elbow. And instead, they'll have Cal Barnett throw it in. Barnett, he surveys left. He looks right. He gets it into Tucker Clark. And there's a foul underneath the basket again here against the Eagles. They have now had back-to-back. Three fouls apiece for both sides here. 24-14. Now three-point shot on the way. Shortened off the right of the rim. Three-pointer was attempted by Huff. Rebound to end the quarter by Landon Schmidt. 24-14. The Eagles lead by 10 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network in the Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals game here at the Colby Event Center. Again, Eagles 24-14 Central Christian Cougars. We're back in 1 minute here at the start of the second quarter, 19.1 KMCA.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfort can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry Travelong trailers, Merritt aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfort, or online at trailers4U.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Here, the second quarter starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Sebetha. Every championship team is the top of the lineup starting lineup. And your vehicle needs championship caliber parts. You'll find a Napa Auto Parts in Sebetha here for the Eagles starting out this quarter. Brockman, Schmesley, Detweiler, Schmitz, and Sandman. Talk about this Eagles team. Already up 24-14, looking for a three-point shot by Brockman to start this second quarter. But here, another put back by Sandman. The Eagles are right now 9 of 14 from the field. 10 of 14 from the field so far in this game. They are shooting above 75%. They are electric here. Brock Sherman, he is 2 of 4 from around the perimeter. Shaughnessy, he is 2 of 2. And they're going to get a charge here called against the Cougars, and that will be an early turnover to start this second quarter against Central Christian. Again, 26-14. 12-point lead here for the Eagles. Taking it down and past the timeline here. We're in the second quarter, 7:22 left to go. Eagles with it. Oh, they're going to get a foul at the very top there against the Cougars. Against number 12, Charker Clark, as he pulled on the back of Wyatt Detweiler, his left shoulder, pulled him backwards. That's his first personal in the game here for Chuck Clark. Here are the Eagles throwing it in, left to right of your dial. They work here trying to score offensively. Brockman has the ball. Again, Brockman on this season, over 290 points. He has 291. Brockman with the ball here. Right side wing. Now up to the top to Detweiler. Detweiler out to his left. Back to the top to Detweiler. On the right side corner. Skip back up to Detweiler. Now left side wing. Inside at the elbow. Turned over in traffic. Controlling and taking it away. Here, first time in this one, Keaton Miller. And now a big three-pointer. Splashed here. For Central Christian, Brody Frazee, that's his second here of the game. He is 2 for 2 from around the perimeter. Brockman, he attempts his now fifth three-point shot on the left side wing. He misses. He is now 2 of 5. Driving inside the left side wing, Cougars after making the rebound. Pearson Huff nearly losing the ball near the scores table and now getting it right back. Cal Barnett with it here for Central Christian between his legs. Left side wing nearly loses the ball at the timeline. It's going down the court. You're getting picked back up to by Barnett, but he has to work it past here. mid-court stripe. Here, working left with it, Huff. Going back between his legs, now right side, he finds Frazee. Frazee already two threes here in this contest. He works right. Right to Miller. Miller, back to Frazee. Frazee, off his left pivot foot, turns around. He looks for a give and go. The give and go is to Cal Barnett on the left side elbow. He jumps back and splashes for two. Just inside the perimeter by a foot. 26-19, 7-point lead here for the Eagles. 5-point run here for the Cougars. A 3-point shot and a 2-jumper. Now Brockman inside Eagles. Here back to Schmidt, left side wing. Now inside Detweiler. Dump off in the interior of Bunny. Missed by Brockman. Brockman has to reset back out after making the rebound. And now 3-pointer by Detweiler and go boom! 5 threes now on the game here for the Eagles. Wyatt Detweiler joins the contest with his 19th of the season. Here now, Cougars take back over, trailing back down by 10, 29-19, 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Here, Keaton Miller, Miller with it, fires it off to his left to Frazee. Frazee driving inside, looking for the Euro step, and he loses the ball for the turnover. Turnover against Central Christian. Eagles take back over, up by 10, now just 2 seconds, ticked under, 5 left of the first half. Eagles leading this one, 29-19 again, battling out here. To continue to play winner, this one will play the winner of either Dighton or Lebo High School. That one being played here at 8 o'clock. Underneath, turning it over, Eagles giving it right back to the Cougars. Turnover was snagged up by Pearson Huff. Now down the court, left side corner, popped right back up to Huff and Huff. Huffing and buffing and blowing the house down all the way from the top of the perimeter. Hitting another three. Frazee's hit two and Huff's hit two. 29-22. 7-point lead here still for the Eagles. Cougars, they are battling back and forth between the double-digit and single-digit deficit. The Eagles right back with it. 4-16 to go in the first half. Schmeisley at the top corner. Brockman face guarded from the left side wing. But hey, I said it against Hanover. You can face guard the kid all the way from Cancun and he'll shoot all the way across the globe. Brockman, 3 threes on the game. Here down the court now, Barnett, right side, a three from far south. Looking north with it, Huff, he misses. It looks like there was a foul by the Cougars right after the rebound. First personal called against Luke Eichstein. 32-22, Eagles back ahead by 10. 3:48 to go in this second quarter. Left to right, Detweiler to Brockman. Brockman at the top of the perimeter. Now right side, that's an open three-pointer by Shaughnessy, but he short irons it. Rebound by Brockman, another three-pointer by Detweiler. Detweiler misses, and two straight offensive rebounds. Result in second chance points. Logan Sandman underneath with his fourth point of the game. Point number 270 of the season for the young sophomore. Still getting experience and garnering it game by game. Pearson Huff now to his left. That's a little about 2 foot in front of the timeline. Here to Frazee. Now a jumper in front of the charity stripe by Huff gets missed. Rebound by Schmeisley. Schmeisley down the court. Looks left. Great transition. Schmeisley, Brockman, Sandman playing a game of pinball. And the Eagles force a full timeout taken by Central Christian Cougars. We'll take one here as well. Eagles leading this one by 14, 36-22 with 2:54 left to go. Here on 92.1 KMZ, we're back in 60.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. and with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Down the court here, Central Christian with it. You're locked at 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Brendan Probit, Kirk Gilman back in studio. 36-22, 2:45 left to go in the first half. The Eagles are with the lead right now. With the ball, though, is the Cougars. Inside to Lynchied. Lynchied up at the top, taking it from Nikhee. A jumper from Brody Frazee. He misses. Rebound taken up by Schmejli underneath, looking for the reverse by Logan Sandman. He could not get it, and the rebound is picked up by Brody Frazee. Frazee back with it. Past the timeline here. Right hand dribbling, slowing down the tempo with 2:18 left to go in this second quarter. Driving down the right side lane, inside the paint for two. Jaden Lynchy, that's point number five for him in this game. He's just 2 points away from his points per game average. Rauschman with it. Left hand dribbling. Again, the tempo slowing down a little bit. A 3-2 zone here being ran by Central Christian Cougars. Right now, the Eagles working around the perimeter. 3-point shot. Shot is beyond the way. Off the left side of the rim. It gets dimmed. And the rebound was picked up by Icy before he was quickly fouled by an Eagle. Foul was committed by Landon Schmidt. That is his first of the game. First for the team here for the Eagles in this second quarter. 36-24, so a large lead of 12 for the Eagles with 1:39 left to go in this second quarter. With it, Luke Eichstein. Pass it behind the Frazee. Frazee at the middle circle. Left hand driving at the very top. Jumper from the free throw line. Misses. Trying to collect it one-handed. It gets pinballed off Sandman, and Schmejli gets the board off the reflection. And now they're going to get another foul here down the court, left to right here. And that one's called against Central Christian. It is the second foul called against Luke Eichstein. Second here in this quarter. Three team fouls against the Cougars, one against the Eagles. 36-24, 1 point to go. Eagles still leading. Schmidt to his right here to Schmejli. Schmejli, left hand driving, keeping it slow here at the top right wing. Goes inside on the right side elbow. Driving, it's Schmejli. Schmejli threw it to him, and then another putback here by Sandman. Oh, boy, he's already had 6 points off putbacks in this game, 8 total points. He averages nearly 13 a game. He does such a great job of stirring the paint, and like Van Gogh, he paints a beautiful canvas underneath. Now a great alley-oop set up, but unfortunately it was not put down by Schmejli. It was set up greatly on the left side wing by Shaughnessy. Here, a foul. The ball just going out of bounds. So it will stay here with... It will go to Central Christian Cougars. So the Eagles are the last one to touch. 48.3 seconds left to go this first half. 38-24, a 14-point lead. Now the Eagles all backing up to about half court here. Still a full court press. I talked to James Shaughnessy. I texted him before this one, what's the game plan? He said full court pressure and run, run, run. The Central Christian Cougars down the court. Who's faster, an Eagle or a Cougar? Well, you count the wind speed, I'm giving the Eagles the flight advantage. They've been flying down the court here, and so far these two quarters, stripping away with the wings. Shaughnessy takes it, looks right. Great fast break down the court. Finished off with a foul against Sandman, and Sandman will head up to the line to shoot two. 38-24. Trying to look for the largest lead of 16 with two free throws on the way here by Sandman. And last time up, 0 for 2. This time looking to break it. On the season, he is 30 of 63, shooting at just a tick under 49%. Still, he has been a little stagnant from the free throw line, 0 of 3 today. But again, inside the paint, he's done nothing but stirring it up. 8 points. Here already in this game. Leading the Eagles, though, in points, Rauschman with 9 with all of his threes. He is 3 of 6 from around the perimeter. 38-24. looking to make it 39, and Logan Sandman misses all four here free throws in this game so far, going over to the free throw line just then. But as soon as the rebound is made up by the Cougars, they lose the ball. It was Pearson Huff who got the rebound, but then he immediately traveled to create a turnover. Now the Eagles will take back over on the baseline. Look, there's no one here to throw it in. Spezley volunteers. He goes underneath the basket here. 21 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 38-24, Eagles lead with the ball. As soon as the inbound occurs, it's quickly knocked right back out of play. So 18.9 seconds left to go here. Couple seconds just draining away off the inbound. Spezley smacks the ball, looks right immediately to Detweiler. Detweiler on the left side corner, throws inside with the left hook, finds Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy within three defenders. He loses the ball inside the crowd. And now Frazee takes it down the court. A three-point shot looks like it was deflected off the right hand by Schmedgley. Shaughnessy, a long three to end this first half. Not quite a half-court shot in between half-court and the top perimeter. He misses. And that ends this first half, 38-24. Eagles on another decimating quarter here against the Cougars. We'll be back in a couple minutes here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, 92.1 KMZ. Again, the Axel Eagles leading 38-24 over the Central Christian Cougars here in the Class 1A Division II quarterfinals down at Colby Event Center.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Again, this is the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. And right now, Eagles taking the path of flight as they have soared to a lead of 38-24. Dominant start here ended 24-14 at the end of the first quarter. Eagles, they outscored Central Christian Cougars 14-10 in the second quarter to lead our half here 38-24. Right now, the largest lead here for the Eagles of 14 points. They lead over the Central Christian Cougars. Again, this is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Now we look at some of the stats here for some of your players. Taking a look here at the Eagles, the number two seed right now, Landon Schmidt. Right now, so far, he's got 1 point on this. He's got 2 points here on this game with one rebound. Wyatt Detweiler already here, 7 points in this contest. Brandon Schmedgley here, 6 points, four rebounds. Logan Sandman, he's at a total of 8 points and five rebounds. He's done an incredible job on the interior. Again, Logan Sandman has been all over the paint side so far tonight. He averages 8.6 rebounds a game, 12.7 points per game. Keep in mind, folks, he He's just a 6'5" sophomore. He's got plenty of growing to do. Well, I don't know about the height, but I can definitely say for the experience, he'll keep getting up there and growing. Again, Eli Brockerman from the three, he is 3 of 6 shooting 50%. Right now, so far in the game, he's got 9 total points leading this Eagles team. Colin Shaughnessy, he's got 6 points so far, as also 2 rebounds. The Eagles out-rebounding Central Christian 20-8. Their rebounds have been all here for the Eagles. So far, they have 9 offensive rebounds and 11 defensive, while Central Christian only has 2 offensive and 6 defenses. It has been second chance opportunity and points here for the Eagles. Logan Sandman is the prime example. He has had multiple putbacks. He has 6 putbacks already in this game. He has done a great job at being able to dominate the paint, boxing out. He's 6'5". You got the giant down there. I mean, it is hard to guard a guy who's 6'5". We're keeping him out of the nose of the basket. Here again, some stats here from Central Christian. Brody Frazee with 6 points so far and a board. Pearson Huff with 6 points and a board as well. Both of them, 2 of 4 from around the perimeter. Also, 7 points here, Jaden Linsheed. And then 5 points from Al Barnett. The only scores is the 4 scores so far for Central Christian. And as for the actual Eagles, they have a total of 6 scores on this game. All their starters, including the one quickly off the bench, Colin Shaughnessy. Ending at the half, Axel right now shooting 15 of 28, 53%. They came in today nearly shooting 50%. And for Central Christian, 40%, 9 of 22. Hey, folks, we'll be back here in a couple minutes. Give us 3 minutes here. We'll be back for the start of the second half. Again, some big keys here for the Eagles. They want to keep this moving. They want to keep second chance opportunities on the board for themselves. They want to keep hitting the glass. And they want to keep running down the court and outpace the Central Christian team. And for Central Christian, well, for them, they got to start boxing out down low because Logan Sandman has been the X factor. All right, folks, we'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay locked in here, 92.1 at KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Class 1A Division II quarterfinals continuing here in just a little bit. The Axel Eagles 38-24 over the Central Christian Cougars.
Building a new home or remodeling your current one can be stressful. Allow Chris Leertz at Hilltop Creations in Baileyville to make part of your project a little less stressful by helping with your cabinet, countertop, and onyx needs. Chris will meet with you to find out what style and preferences you have, then create a custom 3D drawing of your project to allow you to visualize the completed area, and can also install the items for you to make the process as simple as possible. Call Chris at 785-294-1875 for a free quote and drawings today. Again, that number is 785-294-1875.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
That was the Highland Halftime Show brought to you by IQ College. Go to home for that online at highlandcc.edu. Here, the third quarter starting lineup is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Sabetha. Every championship needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs a championship-caliber part, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha here. Starting lineup for the Eagles coming out in this third quarter. Logan Sandman, Brandon Schmelzley, Eli Brockman, Landon Schmitz, and Wyatt Detweiler. They're saying that it started this game, and Colin Shaughnessy, listen, he's got 6 points in this game. He's done a great job bringing the energy. He is an energizer bunny. He comes off the bench. He's already got the double A's inside of him. He's fully charged up. He goes in, and he just shoots electric from around the perimeter, okay? He knows his role in this team, and he does it incredibly well. 38-24 here is the score. Eagles with the lead. They have the ball. They work right to left here of your dial with a 14-point lead as we just got started off in this third quarter. Underneath, an assist from Detweiler as in the backdoor cut. Logan Sandman is fouled underneath. He now leaves this team with 10 points. And Detweiler, he is an incredible player when it comes to being selfless. He has 58 assists on this season. He does such a great job of being a high-caliber guard here for this Eagles team. Maybe not the most flashiest scoring player, but he is an incredible point guard for this team. Inside, Eurosep and finish. Brody Frazee for two. He's now at 8 points on this game. 42-26, and a steal right back here for the Cougars underneath and fouled. That's going to put Rylan Kuhman, the 5'11 sophomore, up to the free throw line here for the Central Christian Cougars. Box now down low, Logan Sandman and Brandon Schmedgley for the Eagles. First free throw shot is up and in for Kuhman. Here now, score getting ever the tighter, 42-27. 13-point lead here for the Eagles. Being drawn to just now a 12-point lead here now for the Eagles. Is going 2-for-2 at the free throw line as Riley Kuhman for his first point of this game. And they're going to get a double dribble against Wyatt Detweiler. Now for the first time tonight, the Eagles have had back-to-back turnovers on back-to-back possessions. They lead by 12, still 42-28. Here with it, Brody Frazee, a 6 foot senior, averages 10 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, taking it down the court. He's got 8 so far, 2 points in this third quarter to start early. We're 7 minutes left to go here in the third. We're 42-28. Ball on the ground. Landon Schmitz gets the steal. He's on the ground. He just spits it out down the court. It rolls to Logan Sandman, and now it's pushed out to the left side wing. 3 point shot up by Schmedgley, gets missed. Ball goes out of play, and now the Cougars will take back over left or right of your dial. Central Christian Cougars located at Hutchinson, Kansas. Coming down to the Colby Event Center for Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinal. This first round matchup, it's the 2 against the 7. A lot of implications here. Two teams trying to look to continue their play in postseason run. Jumper shot from the short corner by Pearson Huff gets missed. Knocked out of bounds, and it will go to the Eagles. At the half, Central Christian with 8 turnovers. The actual Eagles, they only had 7. Doing a nice job here controlling the ball. They have had so far early, though, 2 turnovers in this third quarter. Jumper shot from the right, below elbow, gets missed by Schmedgley. Rebound picked up by Linsheed. Linsheed now hustles down the court here as he passes it off to Kuhman. Kuhman inside the perimeter, down the left side elbow. Right back up to Kooman. Kooman, right side lane, draws stuff on the right pivot. Now to the right side wing. Now corner. Screened away for a three-point shot off the seam of the rim by Huff. And now it's picked up by Eli Rockshaman. Brandon Schmedley inside. Logan Sandman looking for the putback. He makes two offensive rebounds back-to-back here. And now, back up top. To Sandman. Sandman to his right to Schmidt. Schmidt nearly turning it over. Sandman does so. Third turnover in this quarter here against the Eagles. Now sent on the game. Looking for the underneath hand layup by Rylan Kooman. He gets it for two on the baseline. He's now at 4 points now in this third quarter. 3-point shot on the way by Brockman off the left side of the rim. That one skips over the top of the board. That will result in a turnover. Four here in this third quarter against the Eagles. Score 40-30. Central Christian, they were down 14 at the half, 38-24. And so far, scored six in this third quarter. The Eagles, they have only scored two. That bucket's coming from Logan Sandman. Have a quick transition. Down the court. Fast breaking nicely. Pearson Huff over the top of defenders. Gets his own rebound offensively and fouled. And will collect a chance at the free throw line for two. Rebound, excuse me, the foul was against Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'9 sophomore. That is his first year of the game. Pearson Huff from the line, the 6 foot junior. First one, everyone remains calm. It's off the rim. Here from the free throw line so far this game. It is Huff. This is his first attempt, this is his second attempt up and coming. He's 0 for 1 right now, and now he is 1 for 2. Now down the court with a 9-point lead is the Eagles looking for their second bucket of this quarter. Only one so far. They've been outscored early 7 to 2 as they've jumped out in the third. Foul on the baseline. That one called against the Cougars. See what they give to the scores table here. That's called against Pearson Huff. That is his third of the game. He's right now one of the leading scorers here for Central Christian with 7 points. Wyatt Detweiler on the corner. To Schmedley. Schmedley skips out of the far corner. 3-pointer on the way by Brockerman. Offensive rebound by Schmidt. Nearly gets turned over, but no one was there to grab it. For the Cougars, open space, Eagles take it right back at the top of the perimeter, now the right side wing, inside drive, reverse layup, oh, that one is going to look like a great finishing move by Shaughnessy on the left side lane, making the spin inside the paint, couldn't get it done though, Pearson Huff gets the rebound for the Cougars, and the ball fouls out of bounds, and that's going to be another turnover here for Central Christian. Already above 10 turnovers in this contest for both teams. 4:20 left to go in the third quarter. So far, the Eagles have only scored one bucket. That was from Logan Sandman. This Eagles team, they put up 24 points in the first. Only two here as 4 minutes have now drained away in the third quarter. 40-31. Eagles 9-point lead. Still foul on the far side near the scores table in between the Cougars bench. It's another one against the Eagles. It's against Eli Brockshaman. Well, kind of going back here in this season, looking back at a couple games that you could maybe recall here for the Eagles, they played Centralia really well in the TVL tournament bracket. They beat Centralia 46-31, but they were decimating them at the half. However, in the second half, they put a really good zone adjustment against the Eagles, which led to them really coming back in that game and having a near chance to make it within a very close four single-digit deficit. Unfortunately, Eagles did pull away with it there for Centralia. But again, we've seen a couple times the Eagles. They got to settle in here and reopen the seal off the rim. Right now, Central Christian working with the ball. Up, down by 9. 3:37 to go here in this third quarter. Kick and roll set. Now on the short corner. Driving with it is Kooman. Kooman kicking out through the corner. Trying to attempt a three. Misses. Rebound by Schmedley. Down the court here. Detweiler off the board and crashing it to take it is Clark. Down the court here. Quick transition for the fast break. Missed a funny there by Pearson Huff. Shaughnessy gets the rebound, and then a foul will follow right after against Central Christian. First foul against Ryland Kuhman. Second foul of the quarter against the Cougars. The Eagles have three team fouls so far in this quarter. We have yet to reach a bonus in any quarter so far. It really hasn't been that high fouling of a game. 42-31. 9-point leader for the Eagles. They retake back over with just 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. It's Shaughnessy with the right-hand drive down to the right now. Underneath the basket, putting it in for two. Logan Sandman assist credited to Eli Brockschemann. Eli Brockschemann, he's been so great this game of going inside with it. He's got 4 assists here in this contest. He averages over 3 assists a game. He has over 77 on the season. Well, Sandman heads up to the dreaded free throw line tonight for him. He has went 0 of 4 from the line, but he's got a total of 12 points today. First here on the and one, and it's and good. Logan Sandman, now here, 13 points on the game. We got a 30-second timeout. Here taken by Central Christian as they are down by 12, 43-31. We're back here in 30, 92.1 at KMZA.
The new way to stay connected while on the go, Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Actually, Eagles looking to get back to the state tournament semifinal. A chance to possibly replay Lebo, which last year Lebo winning 45-38. Eagles desperately trying to get back to that game here. Right now they lead this one 43-31 over Central Christian with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Central Christian gets the ball back after turning it over, and now a foul. That one's going to be against Logan Sandman, pushing Tucker Clark to the floor. That is the fourth foul of the quarter against the Eagles. Foul number one here against the big man, Logan Sandman. That's good to see there. Only with picking up his first. No one here for the Eagles with 3. Up to the line to shoot 2, Tucker Clark. His first one just skips off the right side of the rim. Tucker Clark. Hands on his knees. Now looks back up. Wipes the back of both shoes. Takes 3 dribbles here and a spin of the ball. Takes 2 more dribbles and looks right back up with the free throw shot. Missed the first and misses the second one. Rebound picked up by Schmidt. Schmidt takes it down the court. Shaughnessy. Ball deflected. Ricocheted to go out of bounds. It will stay with the Eagles with 2:42 left to go in the third. 43-31. Again, the winner of this, playing the winner of either Dighton and Lebo. Dighton, the 3-seed, taking on the 6-seed Lebo. Dighton, Axel won and beat them last year 80-72 in the third place match. But again, they lost to Lebo in the semifinal. Here, Eagles with the ball, working right to left of your dial right now. 43-31, 2:23 to go in the third. Shaughnessy with it, left side wing, out the top side of the perimeter to Schmedgley. Now the Schmitz, and Schmidt threw it in the traffic. It was like just bread. Just given to Jaden Linsheet, but unfortunately, it just went right off of his hands. And it's like he was just given right to him. And the ball will stay here with the Eagles on the baseline. Schmidt. Pump faking it over. Now goes off the left short corner. Jumper shot. Fade away by Brockschemann. Fading away for his 11th point of the game. And now the Eagles re-steal it to take it right back. Schmedgley to Shaughnessy. Logan Sandman getting the offensive rebound as the ball kicks out all the way to the right side wing. Now he skips it to the left side elbow. And inside the interior goes Brandon Schmedgley for point number 6 of the game. And now the Axel Eagles 16-point lead, 47-31. The Eagles were kind of stagnant here to start this quarter, being outscored at 1.7-2, but now they are on a massive turnaround. And now they get an offensive rebound right after the foul from the and one. Then they lose it right back. Well, there's going to be a timeout here. Taken on the court side, 47-31, 1:53 left to go here. This third quarter, it's a full timeout taken by Central Christian. We're back here in 60 seconds, 92.1. KMZA Eagles right now, 47, Central Christian, 31.
Prioritize your health on Saturday, April 5th, and join Community Healthcare System in Holton or St. Mary's for the annual Spring Health Fair. This is your chance to get low-cost labs, including complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening for just $30. And men, you can add a PSA test for $15. Call the St. Mary's Clinic at 785-437-3734 or the Holton Family Health Center at 785-364-3205 to schedule your appointment. Walk-ins are also welcome. We hope to see you in Holton or St. Mary's on Saturday, April 5th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls with the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Here, back with it. 1:43 left to go in this third quarter. Timeout just taken by Central Christian Cougars as they trail 47-31. They have the ball down by 16. Big trailing here. Frazee has it. Frazee looking for the release at the top of the free throw line. Couldn't get it to go in, but a second chance opportunity for Lynchy going for two. And that's what the Cougars need to do, really, if they want to get back in this one. It's about rebounding. They were out-rebounded 20-8 at the half. They only had two offensive rebounds while the Eagles had nine. The Eagles have been dominating the glass in this contest so far. But here, back-to-back quality rebounds here by Central Christian as Lynchy crashes the board defensively to take it back. Now just trailing by 14, 47-33 with a minute left to tick in the third quarter. Right side ring, Brody Frazee with it. Goes down the short corner on the pass, dribbling out to around the wing is Linsheed. Linsheed nearly losing the ball. It gets knocked away far down the court. It will stay here with Central Christian, but they're going to have to drive it past the timeline. Why is that? Why are there steps back into this contest for the Eagles? Landon Schmidt, the junior, steps out. So the sophomore coming in. 48 seconds left to drain away in this third quarter. Driving with it, the Cougars. It's Cal Barnett, pump faking, just an inch inside of the perimeter. Now looks left, getting to Lynchied. Lynchied to Frazee. Frazee back behind. He screens away. Cal Barnett. Barnett inside, driving through traffic. He is fouled by one of the Eagles' wings, and he will head up to the line to try to score two. That is the first Eagle with three fouls in this game, and that is none other than Eli Brockman, the one who hit three threes in the first half and 11 points total on this game. 31.7 seconds left to go in this third quarter. From the line right now with it, Cal Barnett. Cal Barnett is last time up, went one of two. This time he's already one for one. He missed his first, hit his second. This time he hits the first. We'll see what he tries to do with the second one. It's the first one time we've seen double bonus here in this game. He goes with five fouls in this quarter. Cal Barnett goes two for two from the line. He's now at 7 points on the game. It's now a 12-point game, 47-35, four straight points here for Central Christian Cougars. At the top, Logan Sandman. Sandman looking to his left, pump faking, now to his right through his triple option. Now it's Shaughnessy looking through his triple option. Now back up to the top, Detweiler. Detweiler, 12 seconds left to go. Passes to his left. Joe Liebarger, first time in this game. Three-point shot by Sandman. That is his fifth attempted of the season. Now Detweiler will attempt to get his 20th of the season. Three-point made. He misses. Sandman gets the board, or at least tries to, before it goes into the hands of Keaton Miller to end as a turnover of the quarter. Now the Eagles with the lead, 47 35, heading in to the fourth and final quarter of regulation. The Eagles lead by 12. They were on a slow start to be in the third, but here off to a strong finish. We'll see how they do it in the fourth. Here locked in, stay with it on 2.1 KMGM on the MSU Sports Grid Network. Eagles 47, Cougars 35.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome here to the fourth quarter. Inside the left wing shot, Brody Frazee hits it for two for Central Christian. That starts off with a 2 point here in the fourth quarter. Central Christian, they outscored the Eagles in the first 9 points of the third quarter, 7-2. But in the last 11, the Eagles outscored them 7-4. Right now, they're up by 10, 47-37. That is the Eagles' lead as they hold the ball at the top of the perimeter. As we enter the fourth quarter here, right side, to Sandman, to Schmidt. Schmidt's with it. Schmidt, to his right, to Detweiler. Detweiler inside the key, driving inside, left-hand pass. Three-point shot by Landon Schmidt. And now four different players have sliced threes here for the Eagles. Smith has first of the game, fourth of the season, coming at a crucial moment. Detweiler gets a steal at the top of the perimeter. He goes right to Schmidt, now looking for the finish. For the putback, getting missed. Oh, funny opportunity for the Eagles. Quick transition, they couldn't get it. They give it right back to Central Christian. Huff, who made the rebound, but Detweiler back-to-back steals here for him. Underneath the basket, Schmedley fouled, and he falls to the floor. Detweiler on the season, over 36 steals. Colin the Grinch, I know we're not near Christmas, but man, he's taken away all opportunities here for the Cougars as we start the fourth. 50-37, 13-point game. As the crowd draws quiet, and the energy stays loud. And this one, absolutely electric between these two teams. Again, the Eagles, they will, if they manage to pull this one out, they will take on Titan or Vipo tomorrow at 8 o'clock. From the free throw line, sinking it in for the Eagles was Sandman. And now taking it down the court with Central Christian, Keaton Miller. Miller with it. Spin move at the top, looks left. Getting out to Frazee, Eagles with a 14-point lead. And now they're going to get a half-court violation called against Central Christian Cougars. They are over 15 turnovers here on the game. And now a timeout will be taken by head coach of Central Christian, Adam Clark. He goes their head coach by Jason Seiden, 10 years in the program, 10 years as coach, 17 full seasons as a head coach. 137, 7 minutes, 6:24 left to go here in this fourth quarter. We're back here in 60 seconds on 2.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day.
it's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Eagles up by 14, 51, 37, 6, 12 left to go. Here, another timeout here taken by Central Christian Cougars coming out. It's AXA with it. Again, we're talking the history here. We're talking records for the AXA Eagles. Moving on to tomorrow, gives an opportunity to win their second state title in school history. They go on to the semifinals tomorrow, winning today if they can do it. Logan Sandow with the basket going in for two, but not only that, trying to go for a chance to win the state title, but also in the same year winning their first TBO league title, and adding on top of that, league championship title, and even better, actually Eagles would break their most wins in a season record. Winning today would put them up to 22, which was the wins they finished with last year. And they'd get at least two games for a chance to break that record once more. Sandman gets and one from the free throw line, puts it in. Here being extended to a 17-point game, 54-37 with 6 minutes here left to go. AXA Eagles right now on the season, doing really well, 54-37. In this game right now, 5:43 left to go in this fourth quarter of regulation. Cougars with it. Left side wing, Brody Frazee at the top, dumping down to the right, inside look, and that's going to get the assist for Frazee as Tucker Clark tucks it in underneath the paint. And goes in for two. Clark, that's his first 2 points in this game. And he heads up to the free throw line to shoot two. First shot. Up and out. But offensive rebound on the way by Pearson Huff off the and one. Missed shot. So second chance opportunity here brewing for the Cougars on the far side left corner. And it's Kuhman. Kuhman passes it up to the right of the wing to Frazee. And Frazee resets at the circle that intersects with the midcourt stripe. And now he goes to his right, to the top right of the elbow to Tucker. Now Tucker to Pearson Huff, and Huff misses. Two players collide on the ground for the Cougars, but they get right back up. Getting ready to prowl here on defense as the Eagles take back over here with the defensive rebound by Schmidt. Schmedgley with it. Right hand control passes it to Brockman. Brockman flips it and kicks it to his left. Now flipped right back up to the top of the perimeter from Schmidt. Going around the globe here to Brockman. Brockman underneath. But, oh, we got one going all the way to here. They were trying to get me in the action, folks. It was Logan Sandman that, I don't know if he was trying to get me the assist. I wasn't going to make that shot from here. I'm sorry. But here for the Eagles. They turn the ball over as the ball gets knocked all the way here near to me. 54-39, 15-point lead here. Great save here by my dad, Troy Prophet, off my left. He's helping me get stats and spotting here today. Here on the short corner is Brody Frazee on the baseline. Kicks it up to the corner. Back to Pearson Huff at the right side wing. Now back to Frazee. Frazee working with it underneath his legs inside the right lane. He's fouled off a push. That's just the second foul this quarter here called against the Eagles. Three team fouls against Central Christian already. It is the fourth foul called against Eli Brockman. Most likely you'll probably see him finish this one out. We'll see if head coach Jason Tynan chooses to take him out and save him for maybe the last couple minutes. And he does. Great decision there by coach Tynan. Said, okay, we got 4:23 left of this game. We're up 5:15. Let's keep one of our best three-point shooters here on the bench. As he's got four fouls here sitting with it. The closest one to foul out here in this game, that's for the Eagles. Brockman. Right now, south of the perimeter. Cougars with it after the inbound. Underneath the baseline here, right hand. Oh, big block denied by Logan Sandman. Quick transition down the court. And Detweiler, after stepping in for Brockman, immediately boxes it in for two. Wrapping it nicely inside. 9-point lead now for the Eagles. Quick response by Central Christian. Going up for the and one here is Rylan Kuhman. Kuhman, all points here in the second half for him. He's got six. He's looking for his and one. And one for him coming up. Kuhman up, and it is off to the right of the rim. It skipped past Shaughnessy, but Smedley is there to grab it. And it looks like they're going to get a turnover called here against the Eagles. Travel call, they say. So pack your bags and go back down the court as the Cougars take it back over with it. 56-41. 15-point lead here for the Eagles still. 3:53 left to go. Again, the Eagles, they led at the half, 38-24. They were complacent at the start of the third quarter, but they outscored in the last 11 points against Central Christian, 7-4. Here they've been off to a pretty dynamite start in this fourth quarter. They have already put up 9 points in this quarter, as Central Christian has only been able to mix and match six. Here, underneath the basket, Brandon Schmedley in for two. Quick transition down the court, fast break points there for the Eagles. They have yet to let this one tie or lead change. They have led the way so far against the Central Christian team. Again, it is the number two against the number seven, trying to go on to the semifinal round, playing the winner of either Dighton and Lebo. Teams that Axel both played last year in the state tournament. Dighton, the one they beat in the third round match, in the third place match, 80-72, and Lebo, the one who sent them there in the semifinals. Right side wing, Brody Frazee working with it here for the Cougars. Now to the top of the perimeter again. Things kind of slowing down tempo-wise. Central Christian looking for good shot. Here they see like they have a good one at the right side wing, but that one is short ironed of the rim. And now taking it is Detweiler down the court. It was Sandman who had the board. He corralled it underneath the basket. There's Schmedley, right side wing, pick and roll set underneath the basket, looking for the backdoor tut. Foul called against Central Christian. It was Shaughnessy who was able to draw it. It will get reset here at the baseline. Foul number four here against Central Christian. And now their nearest player of fouling out is Cal Barnett. He's now at four on the game, the 5'11 sophomore. He remains in this contest. Largest lead here for Axel up by 17, 58-41 in the fourth quarter. Shaughnessy tries to tack on to it. He misses the three-point shot, and it's going to be a half-court violation here called against the Eagles. As he gets all the way down half-court, and Shaughnessy touches it. And that will result in the turnover. But, again, he was trying to prevent Kuhman from picking it up and trying to go for a bunny. 2:19 left to go in this fourth quarter, 58-41. The Eagles lead, looking to continue on here. On the baseline, Brody Frazee, three-point shot up and off the back of the rim. It skips. Now picked up off the ground by Logan Sandman. Sandman rips it away for the rebound. Then he turns it over, and Brody Frazee goes in for two. 12 of the game. Timeout quickly taken. 30-second timeout taken here by Central Christian. We're back in 30. 2:07 left to go in this fourth quarter. Score 58-43. 15-point lead here for the Eagles.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We got two pairs of Eagles right now contending, one on KNZA, 103.9 Silver Lake. Right now they just took a major lead here. Our team they were facing, 44-43, it looks to be the score with under 1 minute left to go, but here we're calling the Axel Eagles on 92.1 KMZA as we are under 1:50 left to go 60-43, the largest lead here for the Eagles. They are up by 17, just getting a quick score for a bucket. Now a long two-point shot taken by Kuhman gets missed, picked up underneath by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, the Sandman, down the court, quick transition, big! Oh, that was almost a dunk by Schmesley. I was already preemptively going to call it. He went in right hand. He was so more than an inch away. He was hovering over the basket, but he's even smiling at it right now. He's got a big grin on his face. He could have went for the dunk, but the last time he tried doing it, the ball went outside the rim, so there he takes the easy bunny. A great call by him there. Colin Shaughnessy. Now Schmesley's going to step for the dunk. Yeah, he's going to go for another layup. That's another smile on his face, though. That's the assist given there by Shaughnessy. Now back-to-back 2 points here for Schmesley. Now here on the game, he has been so dominant with over double digits in the scoring figure. We got a timeout taken on the court by Central Christian. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here, 92.1 KMCA, 64-43. Eagles lead with 104 left to go.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Eagles lead with 45 seconds left to go. Three-point shot drained by Central Christian. Coming off the bench and hitting the three for him was Kale Kuhman. And then the Eagles respond right back quickly with Joe Liebarger. That's his first 2 points on the game. 66-46, the Eagles lead. It looks like they will be heading on to the semifinals of Class 1A Division II, playing the winner between Dighton and Levo, teams they played last year at the state tournament level. And now Axel also ties their school record and wins and a single season from the boys program with 22 wins this year. Second expire, and now 66-46, your final score. The Eagles end it with their largest lead of 20. Incredible game by the Eagles. Again, stay locked in here. The MSC Sports Radar 92.1 at KMZA. We have our post-game show coming up, and we'll award a player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Again, one final time in Class 1A Division 2, quarterfinals, 66-46. The Eagles move on, defeating Central Christian Cougars.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is a perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Again, welcome to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Here we're on our post-game show, brought to you by Beal Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online out, BeOutdoors.com. Also, it's our Player of the Game segment, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Running modern banking services, visit with BankWithFarmers.com. Incredible game here by the Axel Eagles, moving on to the Class 1A Division 2 MI Finals. Again, they will either take on number 3, Titan, who is 20-3 on the season, and they are taking on the number 6 seed in Levo High School, who are right now 13-9. That is the 8 o'clock game tonight. Again, the winner of that one, and here the Axel Eagles will take on each other tomorrow at 8 p.m. So get your popcorn ready, get your soda ready, get your whatever you want to prepare at home. We got a late-night game here on 92.1 KMZA for a great one. Again, it'll be either the Eagles taking on either Titan or Levo. But let's talk about this one, though. It's a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Talk about the outdoors. It's a beautiful day, and it was a beautiful day here for the Axel Eagles to get out scoring here this season. Man, they have been nothing but electric. 22 wins now here on the season, tying the school record for most wins of the season on the boys' side of the program. All right, let's break this one down here. Eagles here. Landon Schmidt finishing with 7 rebounds, 7 points. Wyatt Detweiler, 9 points, 1 board. 15 points and 9 rebounds by Brandon Schmedgley. 16 points and 10 rebounds by Logan Sandman. 6 being offensive. I'll tell you what, that's not a stat you usually see. You know, a player kind of having more offensive than defense when they have that many rebounds. Logan Sandman, he did an incredible job crashing the board tonight, dominating the glass, getting the rebound. We'll talk a little bit about more about the importance of that here in a second, but let's keep running down the numbers here. Eli Brockman, 11 points, 10 rebounds. Nearly 3 players had double-doubles on this game. Schmedley was just 1 board off, but Eli Brockman, 11 points, 10 rebounds. Brockman, he only had all those points kind of generated in that first half, going 3-6 from around the perimeter, but he was able to put in a bunny here. And then second half, to get himself to 11 points on the game. Colin Shaughnessy, he finished with 6 points on the game. All those points coming in the first half when he went from the 3-point line, 2 of 2. And then for rebounds, he had 4 total on the game. Both teams, they generated about 14-15 turnovers apiece. A little bit of stats there for Hutchinson Central Christian. Their leading scorer was Brody Frazee with 12 points and 1 board there for him. But again, let's team our player of the game real quick. Again, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. This one here going to Logan Sandman. 16 points, 3 blocks, 10 rebounds, 4 defensive, and 6 offenses from the field. He was 7 of 10. He shot 70%. He comes into today shooting over 60%. this Eagles team total shot a grand 45% from around the field, 31% from around the perimeter. Again, mostly getting all those threes from the first half. They finished with 7 total threes on the game, while Central Christian finished the game with 5. All right, let's talk about the big kind of the deciding factor of this game here. It was the points in the paint, and it was the steals, the turnovers created that were turned into points, and also second chance opportunities. So no team had fast break points, but here, actual Eagles, they did get this year in this department, and offensive turnovers resulting in points, as Central Christian was able to get 18 points, Axel was just able to get 11. But then you look what happened in the paint. And let me say, Benifico, this was an incredible job by this Eagles team. 34 points in the paint. Again, so many putbacks by Logan Salmon. He had 6 alone in the first half out of his 8 points he had in that first half. This Axel team ended with 18 second chance opportunity points. That is incredible. They finished with an amazing 19 offensive rebounds on the game and held Central Christian to just 7, while defensively, Axel boarded up 24 rebounds, while the Cougars only boarded up 14. Axel out-rebounding them 43-21. Incredible numbers across the palette for the Eagles. They ate up great tonight, and they continue here, and they move on to Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals tomorrow. We'll be here at 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Twitter Network. Again, for that one, please tune in to that one. The Eagles, their road to glory continues, presented by Giant Mobile. So again, our final here, the Eagles winning 66-46, a 20-point defeat over the Central Christian Cougars. I'm Krennan Provitt, Kirk Kilman back in studio, tuning out on the MSC Sports Radio Network.